Did you feel, when you're on the left, did you feel close to 100%?
Well, we were just I felt better on the left side, but, you know, it's still being able to trust it, even though it felt better. You know, it's all about that trust factor. You know, I'm just happy to be able to be out there with my teammates. You know, we're 8-2, and that's all that matters.
You've been on a team that you could recall here that's had such resilience. Somebody goes down, and somebody just steps right in.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you know, that's what it's about. That's what a team is about. You know, no matter what, the train's going to keep on moving, and it's the next guy up mentality. And, you know, we face a lot of adversity, you know. And but like I said, like I told him, composure, man. This is the most composed team I've been a part of. You know, even when bad things happen, we stick together. You know, during times of need, we stick together, and we don't let the negative plays or the negative things happen in the game affect us, and we still go out there and do our job on a daily, every single play. So.
Especially being banged up, do you guys kind of feel as fresh as maybe you?
I haven't played in 3 weeks. I haven't played in 3 weeks. I feel great besides my foot.
They didn't have a drive longer until that last one. They didn't have a drive longer than five days in the second half.
And they really didn't let us rush the passer. You know, they were in the beginning, he was holding the ball a little bit, running more, but after that, they was getting the ball out. He's sitting shallow in the pocket. You know, they didn't want to get him hit, and you know, when they're afraid of your rush, you know, they can't beat you down the field throwing a deep ball. You know, you got to be able to drop back and throw the deep ball. But we play well, man. We 8-2 off the offense, playing amazing, special teams, defense. But like I said, composure, man. It's all about composure. We got each other's back, and this is the best I've ever seen it in my whole entire life.
What does that do for when you look around the league and the teams that you're competing against for the next several weeks for position?
What does it do? I think it gives you the upper hand a little bit, because we fight together, man. We hold each other accountable, and you know, there's no, oh, you did this, oh, you know, or you know, there's no arguing. There's all right. Let's go out there and handle our business and do it for the guy next to you.
Helps when everybody plays that well.
It does. We're on fire, and we got to keep it on fire.
What changes or adjustments did you make after their opening drive?
You know, like we said, Todd Gurley, he's a downhill runner. But in the first couple series, he was bouncing outside. So our adjustment that we made was stay in your gap. You know, so if you got the C gap, poke your head out in the C gap. If you got the A gap, stay in your gap, because you didn't really know where he was going to hit it. You know, it was the first 15, and then after the 15, they settled in, and we know who they are after that. And we just played our keys, and we were able to work them and, you know, get the win today.
After last year, you come out of the bye with your 5-0 going in, and you had real problems coming out. Was there much talk about that when this bye week came, to not let the same things repeat?
Absolutely not. It was not. You know, last year was last year. We dealt with way more bigger adversity, you know, way more guys. And, you know, but last year is last year. This is 2017 Minnesota Vikings, and this is a totally different team.
What did you show today? I mean, if anybody was tuning in that didn't know much about the Vikings, what did you guys show?
Composure. We're a composed team. That's it. You know, when you got a composed team and guys fighting together, we're going to be hard to beat.
What would it mean to come back in 4 days now, beat the Lions, their division win, and then you get that long gap to your next game?
I mean, we balling, baby. It'd be a big game. We'd be balling. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I'm just keeping it real.
You have the 8-game sack streak. It's over now. How do you kind of look at that?
You know, I got 8 games. You know, I got 10 sacks on the season. It's not even about that. It's about the wins and losses, and we 8-2. You know, sack is going to come. You know, I'm not 100%. It's all right. The biggest thing for me is being out there with my teammates, you know, whatever I could do, you know. And I played well today, you know, minus, you know, having a little foot injury. But, you know, I'll be better. You know, this is part of the National Football League. You play through stuff, and you build composure, you build the toughness, you build the mindset. So
the way that you guys were able to get off the field on third downs, how much was that crucial for you guys having a big defensive game that you guys did?
When you get off the field, you know, they're getting the ball out their hands quick, so they don't have time to throw the ball down the field, so they respect our pass rush. So that's all I can say. You know, when they respect your pass rush, they don't want to throw the ball deep, because they know if you get too many chances of rushing the guy in front of you, you're going to beat them.